Abide with us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge. Deeper with God is lingering longer in His presence. It's His invitation and ours. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Teenage girl. come. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries.
Denise and Chris, I didn't want to wake up the baby.
I know.
I didn't want to have my normal energy. I was like, oh, I'll wake up the baby.
It's so beautiful.
It is such a great song.
Everything.
Such a great song. Yeah. Hey, we're Denise and Chris.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're looking festive this morning.
Thank you. I brought out the red.
That looks, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I told you yesterday I was going to wear Christmas. Walked out of the house because it was 54 and I had a sweater on. I went, no.
Oh.
I love Christmas, but I'm not wearing a sweater when it's 54 and it's supposed to get up into the 60s today. Yeah. I was like, ooh, that just seems really, really warm. but it is going to be a little warmer today. And then tomorrow also kind of around the warmerness. But then a cold front, I believe, comes through. We need to talk to Phil because it looks like there might be one, two, or three cold fronts heading our way. So I think Phil, our staff meteorologist, will let us know what's going on there. But right now, it's a gorgeous morning. I mean, you know, a little warmer than it has been the past couple of days. And so just a really, really nice start for your day.
All right. Check out the Passion Translation of Matthew 7:7 this morning. Ask and the gift is yours. Seek and you will discover. Knock and the door will be opened for you.
It came upon a midnight. clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King.
They come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music floats over all the weary world. Above its side in lowly plains, they bend on hovering wings, and
Hannah Kerr, Austin French, and maybe one of my new favorite songs of Christmas. I love that. It came upon a midnight clear. That one always is kind of slow, and they kind of jazzed it up.
I know.
Made a little fun. It's the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
All right. If you have not scanned your Bridge key tag lately, we've been doing an advent calendar all month. And today, I scanned it this morning. I was a little curious.
Yeah.
And there's a little Bethlehem humor there for you today.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
The QR code is on the back of your Bridge key tag, and that's what you'll want to scan with your camera app on your phone. So hopefully you'll do that this morning. If you don't have a Bridge key tag, we're going to be playing contests and giving away things and doing special things throughout the year in the coming year. So you'll want to have a Bridge key tag. If you don't already have one, just text the word key tag to 855-887-8870. We'll get one right out to you.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. 5 servings of dark chocolate a week was associated with a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to a study of almost 200,000 U.S. participants. This was in direct contrast to milk chocolate, which was linked to a higher weight gain. A Swiss startup has begun to manufacture solar diesel and other fuels without using a single drop of fossil fuels. The solar fuels consume CO2 from the air during production as well and require no retrofitting of current engine systems. It's taken 8 years to get up and running, but the plant currently has contracts to supply fuel for multiple airline and shipping companies. Well, despite what you might hear if you flip on the news, cities are safer than they've ever been. Take Boston, for instance. They just recorded the lowest homicide rate this past year since they started keeping records. Detroit, Chicago, and LA are all around 20% lower this year than in the past as well, all hitting close to, if not, all-time lows. New York City is enjoying the lowest crime rate in its history as well, the high being in the 1950s. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. Some cloud cover, some fog this morning as showers pull away. We've got a clearing sky, temperature around 60. Clear sky into the upper 30s tonight, and tomorrow we start with the sunshine. Clouds roll in, some showers by day's end, a high 55 to 60. Showers are likely for Wednesday night, though clear out by morning. We're back into the sunshine. Temperatures in the low to mid 40s Thursday, slowly falling back. Sunshine with increasing clouds Friday, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
My name is Ellie, and I love to listen to The Bridge.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you. Come true, and this song of mine in 3/4 time wishes you and yours the same thing too. Yeah!
same thing to
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Oh, the sounds of heaven was still, and a silence filled the earth, till the promise was fulfilled, Son of God through virgin birth. Wise men guided through the Star of Bethlehem, praise the newborn King on high, God with us, Emmanuel. Christ is born, oh what joy, hope of the world in a baby boy. All behold the Savior. Born that all would be made new, born to rescue and redeem. Let us all prepare Him room and join angels as we sing. Christ is born, oh what joy! One day soon the world will know, even as He walked with us, He was always on the throne. He was always on the throne. Christ is born, oh what joy.
Jordan St. Cyr, Our Christ is Here on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Hey, coming up after this song from Michael W. Smith, I'm going to let you know about some toys that are just different, you know, back in the day than they are now. It's a fun little list. I think you're going to like it. It's Michael W. Smith, Gloria.
Joyous.
Continue listening to The Bridge when you get to work on your smart speaker. Just say, play The Bridge. The Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
If you are giving, you know, toys away this Christmas, there are some toys that are really fun looking. You know, you go out and you see them and I'm like, oh, I want to buy these toys. And then there's toys that, you know, inevitably you look at and you go, is that going to be safe for the family? Like, is that going to be safe for my child? I remember a few years ago, if you're into the Marvel Universe, they had Black Panther claws, which, are, I mean, it was pretty cool. But, you know, thinking about a five-year-old running around.
Clawing
folks, you know, smacking folks. That wouldn't probably not be the best thing. Well, you know, it's nothing new to the toy industry to have toys that are a little dangerous. And there was a list that came out that named, you know, 9 pretty dangerous ones. One, you might remember, put a hula hoop on the ground and you chuck...
lawn darts.
You chuck these darts. You know, you just chucked them up in the air and said, we'll see.
You're right about that. You know, I remember.
I don't know who thought it would be a good idea to give that away to a four-year-old, but
that did
not
end well.
No, they had to. Yeah, there were people that were getting hurt by that one, and right. You know, Flubber though was on the list because of it had some stuff on the inside of the Flubber. Yeah. Way back in the '50s, you know, the original Flubber.
Yeah,
and then there's this one, Gilbert Atomic Energy Lab. And on the box, it says, exciting and safe. It comes with a Geiger counter and a small amount of uranium-238.
No way.
That is radioactive.
No way.
Absolutely true. Apparently, they thought this would be a good idea to give back in the 50s. And it looks like a lot of fun. Like, if I didn't know it was radio, I would want one.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. If you happen to have one of these, please get rid of it safely. Don't hand it down to your kiddos because that uranium, it stays radioactive for like 4 billion years. So it's still radioactive now.
Oh,
so don't,
my goodness.
Don't give it away. Wow. Get it away. This was a list.
That's crazy.
And then the final one I just wanted to name is the 2007 reboot of the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh.
That one. Now, Easy Bakes now are safe.
Too.
They're good, but the 2007 version had to be recalled because, you know, some kiddos got hurt. They had to...
It was too hot?
Yeah, it had something to do with... They had to take the original light out and had to meet FDA standards and things, and so it ended up having to get a little warmer, and that made it... You know, some kiddos got burned.
That may have been about the year we had... we bought one for Abby.
Really?
She was born in 2001, so that would have made her 6.
Okay, so could have been.
That year, and it very well could have been. I remember thinking, that light bulb gets really hot.
Yeah. Now, it's not to say that the ones now aren't safe. The ones now are totally fine, but the ones back then. So if you happen to have one you've been passing down for a while, I don't know, maybe go out and buy the new one. It'll be fine. Everyone would love it.
It's dark. It's cold. Winter is talking to us. It's telling us to slow down. Our bodies follow a natural rhythm that changes in winter, making it the ideal time to rest and reboot. Slowing down reduces stress levels, helps us cultivate healthy habits, and increases our gratitude as we become more present in the moment. It can sharpen decision-making skills, boost creativity, and help us focus on what's most important. Here's a few ways to embrace winter's pace. Curl up under a cozy blanket. Take a nap. Eat warm, nourishing foods like hearty soups and stews filled with seasonal veggies and lean proteins like chicken and beans. Unplug from media and electronic devices. Spend quality time with family and friends. Start a new hobby or take a hike and experience nature in a new way. Relax in a warm bath. Read a good book and spend time in quiet reflection and prayer. From Samaritan Ministries, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
Programming on The Bridge is supported by Travis Timmons of All American Mortgage in Degsboro, Delaware, helping clients with mortgage products when buying or refinancing a home. Travis can be reached at 302-245-0538 or online at allamericanmortgageltd.com.
Hey, Merry Christmas. It's Allison Christunas, Director of Donor Development here at The Bridge. I'm so honored to be a part of your life. I know that the Christmas season is such a special time to spend with our family, but I also know that some families will have empty seats at the table this year. I'm praying that as you abide in Christ and He abides in you, you will feel His presence right there with you. Wishing you a peace-filled Christmas this year.
This is Ben from The Bridge, and I want to invite you to come with me to the Dominican Republic to serve on The Bridge mission team. In The Bridge adopted village of La Union Abajo hangs a banner that simply reads, "Jesus is my hope and future. We are The Bridge." People of the village see this as a banner of hope. Bridge listeners come to love them, bring supplies, and share about Jesus. Seeing these lives transformed in the Dominican Republic is an incredible joy, and you have the opportunity to experience it firsthand. We'll travel to the Dominican Republic to see the mission and village Bridge listeners helped to transform. Be a part of their lives, feed those in need, and share the love of Jesus in person. Join me June 16th through June 21st of 2025. For information, text the word TRIP to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/DR.
Christmas can be difficult for some of us. Pain, suffering, and loss can be amplified. But remember, during this special season, that Jesus is as close as a whispered prayer. He came to give life, and life abundantly. As you celebrate Christmas 2024, ask Him to give you peace and accept His offer to abide with us. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell. bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing the bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
My husband Ken and I were sitting out on our back deck one afternoon enjoying a beautiful day when I pointed out how strange it was to see a variety of leaves on the giant pine trees that run along the back of our yard's property line. There were plenty of pine tree limbs with pine cones on them, but there were also leafy vines that stuck out in various places all the way up the trees. They were green and blended in, but just looked different from what pine trees are supposed to look like. Ken said, "Those aren't supposed to be there." He went to get the large gardening shears and disappeared inside the tree line. I had no idea what Ken was doing. Once he literally stepped inside the tree branches to get to the trunk of the tree, I couldn't see him, but I could hear him clipping away. When I hollered out, "What in the world are you doing in there?" He answered, "I am cutting those vines off at the root. I can't pull them off the tree, but I can cause them to die so they don't invade these trees anymore." Do you know that within a week, those weeds that had grown all the way up inside those trees that were green and almost blended in had turned brown, lifeless. They'd been cut off at the root. Oh my goodness, what a spiritual lesson that spoke to me. We can work so hard to extract ourselves from things that don't belong in our lives. They may even blend in, but in the end, they can bring us harm. The answer often is finding the root of it and cutting it off. We may need to find the courage to do it ourselves. Sometimes we need the Holy Spirit to do the cutting. The Bible is very clear that God will show us when we ask. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. That's James 1:5. Be aware that when we ask God to help us cut away anything in our lives that keeps us from growing fully in His plan for us, things could get complicated. It might be messy. It could even hurt. But the end result will be a lush life that thrives in the presence of our Savior. And that is the goal. I'm Denise Harper with the morning devotion on the Bridge.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. What if vaccines were just a cream you rub on your skin? Well, that's what researchers at Stanford are working on. The concept has now shown that it works against tetanus for both mice and dogs. Tests are moving on to humans, so shots could one day be a thing of the past. In Washington, the Senate recently passed a bill to fund training programs for CPR and defibrillator use in schools. The program has been advocated for by Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who last year suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game. President Biden has already confirmed he's going to sign it into law. A pilot program in Mexico has once again shown that simply providing housing and support for the homeless population is less expensive and safer than policing or arresting them on the streets. This real-world study aligns with similar attempts in over 24 countries that all show the exact same outcome. It's hoped that the research can move us toward choosing the cheaper and more humane option when it comes to how we treat the less fortunate. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here's your latest forecast for the bridge. As we slowly clear out for some early clouds and fog this morning, we've got sunshine taking over and temperatures up to around 60 for the afternoon. A clear sky tonight with a low into the upper 30s and tomorrow upper 50s. Sun gives way to clouds. Next wave of moisture brings in some steady, moderate to heavy rainfall through the evening hours, tapering off overnight Wednesday night, clearing into sunshine Thursday, breezy, high in the low to mid 40s, steady or slowly falling. Our meteorologist, Phil Spivak, on the bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Burke Equipment Company, offering sales and service of Kubota zero-turn mowers, tractors, construction equipment, and more at all three locations in Newark, Belton, and Del Mar, Delaware. Kubota information is available at burkeequipment.com.
Your station, along with God's grace, gives me hope and gets me through my days that have been extremely difficult here lately. Thank you and bless you.
Stars.
In the little town of Bethlehem, Christ came to us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
She'd never been a mother before, unmarried and laboring on a dirt floor of a barn in a town in the middle of this broken world. She never imagined in all of her years the God of creation could end up right here as a delicate baby held in the arms of a girl. Jesus, the Savior, is here. If you were there with them, wouldn't you run to catch just a glimpse of the wonderful one, the Lamb and the Shepherd, the one who would dry all our tears? God with us.
With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
When Jesus was born, back 2,000 years or so. Guess in the grand scheme of time, it wasn't really that long ago. When Mary laid down, holding on to Joseph, wasn't his child, but he believed she was chosen. That night when Jesus was born, 2,000 years ago.
guide me away, away in a manger. Guide me away, guide me away, away in a manger.
Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem. Walk through the fields with those wise men, shepherds watched over him. But what would I say? What would I bring? What else could I do but just worship my King? Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem, where God made a way, God made a way, a way in a manger. God made a way, God made a way, a way.
I sit down in the quiet, in the dark of this living room. Snow falling outside my window, I can't help but think of you. The God made a way, God made a way,
a way in the manger.
There was no other way, God made a way, a way.
Jesus said, "Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. Abide with us." Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
With every Christmas card I write,
Today's live weather update is made possible by Henlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware, serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at henlopenhomes.com.
Well, good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
All right, we had a little bit of rain yesterday. What's it looking like for today?
Well, today the showers are mostly away. I'm watching a few still trying to hang on a little bit inland. Looks like those are going to probably wash out near the Appalachians, but we'll watch for at least a little bit of cloudiness. The cloud cover will generally tend to thin out by the afternoon. This threat is gone. Clearing sky. Temperature, though, is mild. Cold front. I'm watching three cold fronts, actually. The first one comes through this afternoon. It's basically the warm air we're in today with a high near 60, followed by some slightly less warm air. And that's going to be a minor front. Comes through, we drop into the upper 30s tonight. We're still in the mid, maybe upper 50s tomorrow. Second front comes in, a little wave along it, pulls some moisture back in. That'll bring in a pretty good bet for some showers tomorrow night. We're still talking rain showers. We're not into any cold air just yet. The rain with this front precedes the cold air. It does get cooler Thursday, but the rain is over by then, so it's all rain showers. A little breeze with that front, too. Thursday, mostly sunny sky. And I should note, I said rain, but most of Wednesday is dry, too. It's a late day the rain comes in. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy. We're in the 40s, likely falling back a little bit. One more round of showers. I mentioned third cold front. This one is actually the true cold air, as cold as we're going to get. It'll bring a few rain showers, maybe some elevation, maybe some northern area snow showers, but it's mostly rain. Low 40s Friday, and then we're in the 30s, but dry for the weekend.
Okay. You know, the big question is, are we going to get a white Christmas?
No.
Too soon to tell? Oh, no.
He just flat out said nope.
Oh, that's a giant bummer.
Well, yeah, the cold air is not going to stick around long enough. By the time we get to early week, we're already coming back up, and it's likely dry. So both factors we would need are just not there.
Okay.
Oh, bummer. Thank you. I know.
Sorry to break the day.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Bursting our bubble. Okay, thank you, Phil. So I'm looking at area temperatures all the way Salisbury to Ocean City, Maryland, to Greenwood, Milford, Dover, Vineland, and Cape May, all 52 degrees.
Entryway.
come on. Cece Winans, it's called It's Christmas on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Don't forget, Cece's coming to the Delaware State Fair in July 2025 and would make a great Christmas gift for someone in your family. Yeah. Come on over to wearethebridge.org to find out more information about that night.
All right, speaking of Christmas, Christmas lights are really starting to show up everywhere now.
Yes.
It does not matter what neighborhood you're driving around in. You were likely to see some Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And so I know a number of our neighbors are now fully decked out. And that's kind of fun coming home and when it's dark.
And yeah, and seeing it.
And see the lights. So I'm wondering, do you just get in a car and drive around and look at lights anytime between now and Christmas?
Mm.
And if so, where's your favorite? Like, where are the best lights? Where are the... I can't miss these lights spots that you like to hit. And we'd love to hear from you at 855-887-8877. You can text or call. Chris, do you have a favorite spot?
No.
No?
No. We were just up in Cape May. And if you drive through the downtown area there, through the that's beautiful. Pretty awesome. Yeah, the lights are up there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the downtown... Milford section where all the trees are right there by the river.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah,
with all
that's cool.
The white lights up. Shellville is open, of course. That's got beautiful lighting.
I saw that too. You don't need an entry ticket for that anymore.
How about that?
Yeah.
And there is a place in Harrington that I want to check out.
Okay.
I think it's on Andrewsville Road.
Okay.
But I've seen a number of people on Facebook post some pictures.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can tune your radio to a specific frequency as you ride through, and you can
hear my favorite.
The music goes with the light, the changing lights.
I like to see the light shows, like the one, like I've always wanted to have that.
Yeah.
But I live out in the country now, so I don't know. That first, I don't know if anybody would find me. And secondly, I don't know if my neighbors would appreciate just a long old line of cars driving by trying to capture, you know, see what, because I would put like a Star Wars theme to it. But I love those light shows when they do that. That is so cool. And they set it to music. Fun. So much fun.
Yeah. Where would you go? 855-887-8870.
There's no room in the end for a savior. There's no power to claim for his own. Enthroned in a humble manger, now worshipped by the lowest of lows. Could have come down from heaven in splendor, with 10,000 angels up by his throne. But he came like a helpless baby. He became the lowest of lows. Let us adore, let us adore Emmanuel. Let us adore, let us adore the Son of Man. God came to earth, traded his throne for the lowest of us. We join with the angels and sing. As the shepherds all bow down and worship, God will sing throughout all the earth. Let us adore, let us adore Emmanuel. Let us adore, let us adore the Son of Man. God came to earth, traded his throne. Like a lamb for the slaughter, but one day he will come back to rule. When the darkness triumphs over,
we'll see light bursting through, and the heavens will open in splendor, and the heavenly trumpets will blow, and the King of the kings of the nations will return from the lowest of lows. Let us adore, let us adore Emmanuel. Let us adore, let us adore the Son of Man. God came to work, traded his throne for the lowest of lows. God came to work, traded his throne for the lowest of lows.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. 5 servings of dark chocolate a week was associated with a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to a study of almost 200,000 U.S. participants. This was in direct contrast to milk chocolate, which was linked to a higher weight gain. A Swiss startup has begun to manufacture solar diesel and other fuels without using a single drop of fossil fuels. The solar fuels consume CO2 from the air during production as well and require no retrofitting of current engine systems. It's taken 8 years to get up and running, but the plant currently has contracts to supply fuel for multiple airline and shipping companies. Well, despite what you might hear if you flip on the news, cities are safer than they've ever been. Take Boston, for instance. They just recorded the lowest homicide rate this past year since they started keeping records. Detroit, Chicago, and LA are all around 20% lower this year than in the past as well, all hitting close to, if not, all-time lows. New York City is enjoying the lowest crime rate in its history as well, the high being in the 1950s. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
Here's your latest forecast for the bridge. Some cloud cover, some fog this morning as showers pull away. We've got a clearing sky, temperature around 60. Clear sky into the upper 30s tonight and tomorrow. We start with the sunshine. Clouds roll in, some showers by day's end, a high 55 to 60. Showers are likely for Wednesday night, though clear out by morning. We're back into the sunshine. Temperatures in the low to mid 40s Thursday, slowly falling back. Sunshine with increasing clouds Friday, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich. Made from a boneless breast of chicken, seasoned and breaded, served on a toasted butter bun with dill pickle chips. Available for order on the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christ in us, Christ with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Held within a manger, the Son of God arrived, the one who would be called The promise was delivered unto a virgin bride, the one who would be called Emmanuel. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above.
Forever. That's the Christmas version for you from Chris Tomlin on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. We are talking about Christmas lights.
Yes.
Where do you drive? Like, so one of the things that my husband Ken and I love to do is just get in the car.
Yeah.
With hot cocoa or a cup of coffee and drive around and look at lights, yeah. Christmas lights. And so, yeah, we're wondering, where is it that you go? Maybe in your neighborhood. Maybe it's your home that's beautifully lit up. We'd love to hear about it. Somebody texted us and said, Mary Lane on Elks Road in Seaford.
Okay.
And that we could check them out on Facebook as well. Mary Lane. What a great name. For what? That's a great address for a home decorated.
Now I got to go because I'm curious, like, does every home in that area do something when you're part of Mary Lane?
Yes. Yeah.
Lemar said Templeville. I don't know where that's at.
Okay.
But I'll find it.
Yeah. And so we would love to hear from you. And you can text or call 855-887-8870. Let us know where your favorite Christmas lights are.
Angels we have heard on high. Sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Go ahead, sing along. This is a no judgment zone. The morning show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
Hey, thanks for calling The Bridge Morning Show. Who's this?
My name is William Tarbutt, and I am the blind evangelist. I've got two great places for you to look at the Christmas lights.
Okay.
Please share.
One of them is a little community called Two Johns. It's right off of 404 outside of Denton, and that is in... incredible display, and just when you think it can't get any bigger, it gets bigger. And then there's the always reliable the Easton Volunteer Fire Company in Easton.
Oh, okay.
That is a massive display.
Oh, wow.
Massive.
Okay. Oh, the town of Easton does that?
Well, I think the Volunteer Fire Company does it themselves.
Okay.
This year, they've got a huge building there. They draped the building and outlined all the doors and everything. And, of course, they've got a huge display in the yard there. It's probably 400 foot long.
Wow. That is big.
That's incredible. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This is Carter Conlon. In the Epistle to James, chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Don't let pride consume you, for God can't use the proud. In fact, Scripture tells us that He opposes the proud but grants grace to the humble. Therefore, let's not pretend to be something we're not. Instead, today, let's you and I approach God with sincerity in our hearts and begin to lift one another up in prayer. Through this genuine connection with God and one another, the Bible promises healing that will be bestowed upon us. And within that healing, the transformative power of prayer is unleashed in each of our lives. So my encouragement to you is to approach God with honesty and engage in heartfelt prayer for each other, allowing that healing power to work in each of our lives. It's now time for us to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
May you have a blessed Christmas season, and may the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of His love abide with you in the coming year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the family of Andrew Jackson, Director of Marketing at The Bridge.
Your church's worship team may have had formal music lessons. Why not the tech team, too? Saturday, March 1st is the Worship Production Conference in Georgetown, Delaware. Learn from the pros with hands-on tech experience. Ask the questions relevant to what your church needs to help keep the focus on God and less on the production. Early bird pricing is available right now. Sign up for the Worship Production Conference at wearethebridge.org.
I love The Bridge so much. It means more to me than I can put into words. It's just an awesome station.
We are The Bridge.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry
Prospero año y felicidad.
little town of Bethlehem, Christ came to us. Our Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us. God, abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. But the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we are still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Matthew West, and he's singing the song of Denise's people.
Yes!
Let it snow.
I don't know if you heard Phil. Meteorologist Phil Spivak. He really popped our bubble.
I know. He's not getting a Christmas bonus. That's what I'm saying.
What if that would be sad if you bonused a weatherman based on whether or not he can produce snow?
Oh, that'd be bad.
That does not seem fair.
Well, baseball players get it. Baseball player and weatherman are right about the same amount of time. Just kidding. Just kidding. We love you. Hey, we're talking about Christmas lights and where to go see them. What's the best ones that you found?
Yeah.
We had a friend text in and say, to Cosa Bella Court in Milford. Then they have a walkthrough path in their yard, and then lots of photo opportunities.
Nice.
So if you're going there, make sure you bring the thermos of hot chocolate if it's a cold night. You're going to want to go see that one for sure.
Yeah, okay. And somebody else said Evans Park in Millville.
Okay.
Also, Frankfurt Park. That's also in Lower Sussex County. It's gorgeous. And John West Park in Ocean View.
Yeah.
And that's every day. So,
yeah.
Beautiful.
And the Frankfurt Park one, I think, is only on Wednesdays.
Oh, just on Wednesday nights. Right. So, tomorrow night.
But, I mean, all these places. And then there's lights on Gladding Road in Mears, Virginia.
Yeah. And you know what? They sent us a Facebook link.
Yep.
And wow, they weren't kidding.
That's pretty amazing.
When I opened that up to look at it online, it looked beautiful. Yeah. So, what other places are favorites for you, maybe, that you go hang out for Christmas lights? We just love to drive around and look.
Yeah, right. And always looking for new places. And with my family being new this year, want to find it. Here's one I want to find if you can help me out. I'm looking for the one that has the arrow pointing to the house next door and says ditto. If you know where that's at, make sure to send that so I can go find that. Because the next door house is going to be amazing, but I also want to just see ditto. That to me makes me laugh. So send it in. We'd love to hear it. 855-887-8870.
Come.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. What if vaccines were just a creamy rub on your skin? Well, that's what researchers at Stanford are working on. The concept has now shown that it works against tetanus for both mice and dogs. Tests are moving on to humans, so shots could one day be a thing of the past. In Washington, the Senate recently passed a bill to fund training programs for CPR and defibrillator use in schools. The program has been advocated for by Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who last year suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game. President Biden has already confirmed he's going to sign it into law. A pilot program in Mexico has once again shown that simply providing housing and support for the homeless population is less expensive and safer than policing or arresting them on the streets. This real-world study aligns with similar attempts in over 24 countries that all show the exact same outcome. It's hoped that the research can move us toward choosing the cheaper and more humane option when it comes to how we treat the less fortunate. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Susan Lynch of Federalsburg and Kim Benton of Millsboro, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at SusanLynchInsurance.com and KimBenton.com.
Here's your latest forecast for the bridge. As we slowly clear out for some early clouds and fog this morning, we've got sunshine taking over and temperatures up to around 60 for the afternoon. A clear sky tonight with a low into the upper 30s and tomorrow upper 50s. Sun gives way to clouds. Next wave of moisture brings in some steady, moderate to heavy rainfall through the evening hours, tapering off overnight Wednesday night, clearing into sunshine Thursday, breezy, high in the low to mid 40s, steady or slowly falling. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on the bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
Open sleigh, everybody singing jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring, ring-a-ling-a-ling, make
spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-nose open sleigh. Everybody singing jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-nose open sleigh. Playing with a snow when all the lights are glowing. Play them all Christmas time. Everybody singing, jingle bells are ringing. Play the jingle bells so fine. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-nose open sleigh. Everybody singing, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Play the jingle bells all day.
Connecting and strengthening.
This is Carrie Jobe, and I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We are The Bridge.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Mm. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Mm. Here we are, as in olden days.
No.
It's more than a routine. Abiding in Jesus is long obedience in the same direction. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel. A child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you? Tears of a mother, a baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, come down, Emmanuel. Here's the song for the suffering. Here's Messiah, the Prince of Peace has come. Yes, he has come. For a little bit of hope, oh come, Emmanuel.
Abide with us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Say when I look in your eyes,
Savior, King and Creator. You could have left us on our own, but you're them out and save us all. Noel, Noel, God with us, Emmanuel. You're here, I'm holding you so near. I'm staring into the face.
They saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Come to us and abide with us, Lord God. Emmanuel. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather, we'll sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you.
That was Hannah Kerr, not Amy Grant. Just felt appropriate,
didn't
it?
Amazing.
Yoo-hoo. Yes, there you go. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Man, what a change from today, from yesterday to today, even. It's still a little cloudy out, but the rain doesn't appear to be hanging around.
Right.
Looks like Phil was saying about an hour ago, Phil was saying that we should see maybe some rain, you know, like tomorrow night, along with a cold front. And he said there was a cold front coming in three. Yeah. So like the first one's going to hit and it's going to be make us go from the 60s today to the 50s tomorrow. And then one's going to hit tomorrow and that makes us go into the 40s. And then by the weekend, we'll be in the 30s.
Wow.
So enjoy your t-shirt weather today.
I noticed you dressed for that.
I did.
T-shirt today.
I was like, well, you know, if it's going to be 63 or whatever, I want to make sure I have a t-shirt on. Absolutely gorgeous day. Hey, our word of hope is Matthew 7:7. This is from the Passion Translation. I like this. It says, ask and the gift is yours. See and you'll discover. Knock and the door will be open for you. What a great verse, Denise. I love that.
Yeah.
And you can find it too. It's Matthew 7:7. It is the Passion Translation version of that verse. Lots of great Christmas music, including this one from Forrest Frank. It's called The Present.
Hey, I hope you have a very, very merry Christmas. I hope you get all of the things that's on your wish list. Always come and go and change our love for Jesus. Always remains. Yeah. I don't need a green gift with a bow tie. I don't need a red suit wearing no girl. If it's a price tag hanging on a white jack, y'all can take the keys. Cause I got peace, I got love, and it comes from up above. Getting more stuff ain't gonna make me feel enough. I'm not looking for a car or any money. Cause today is a gift and that's all I need. I guess that's why they call it the present. Hey, I hope you have a very, very merry Christmas. I hope you get all of the things that's on your wish list. And all the seasons always come and go. Street, Louis V bag with a shopping spree. Feels good to you for about a week, but then it fades away. But not this peace, not this love, when it comes from up above. Praise the Lord because he tells us we're enough. So I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a card or any money. And that's all I need. Yes, that's why they call it. Yes, that's why they call it. I guess that's why they call it the present. I don't want a box under the tree. I'm not looking for a car or any money. Cause today is a gift and that's all I need. Yes, that's why.
guess that's why they call it the present.
For Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
Everybody's waited the whole year long, counting down those days until Christmas comes. A chill is on the breeze, and the family's all in town. The lights are on the tree, and it won't be too long now. Feels like joy. Feels like joy to the world. It feels like snow in the air. It feels like choir singing, church bells ringing. Hope is everywhere. Jesus Christ has come, and one thing is clear. Between the time of little baby at home, my friends and family, is the best time of the year. Feels like joy. Feels like joy.
For Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
Every day is a grind. Them elves working 6 day weeks, no raise in sight. Santa only pay them cookies when they working at overtime. Gotta make that quota, can't do it in a 9 to 5. But that ain't right. Let's talk about fairness. Elf awareness. This is the elf song, sitting on a shelf song, working with them itty bitty pointed toe shoes on. I blame Santa Claus and his North Pole operation. Ain't a good look paying candy cane wages. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, give them some. Put your hands up for the elves. This is the elf song. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. Only stand 2 feet tall, or maybe 3, maybe 4, but the point is elves are small. Still make enough toys for a million shopping malls. Size don't matter, even Santa can't do it all. Elves are the bomb. This is the elf song, giving them the credit song, working with them itty bitty pointy toe shoes on. And his North Pole operation, but it ain't a good look paying him and them wages. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, give him some. Put your hands up for the elves. This is the elf song. Yeah, this is the elf song. Let's talk about fairness, elf awareness. This is the elf song. Every day song, dancing with them itty bitty ponytail shoes on. High five Santa
Unless you're driving, don't put your hands up.
Yeah, don't do that. That's bad.
The Elf song from Crowder on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
You know who might be a little up in arms about this next topic? Sorry, I didn't even mean to make a pun, but that was great. Would be the elves. I saw a thing yesterday. Maybe you saw it too. It said one in three people are totally down with regifting.
Is that being a recipient or the giver?
I think it's the giver.
Yeah.
Like saying, hey, I got this gift. I'm totally down with giving it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One in three. That seems awfully high. Like you got a family of four. You got one in your family that's going, I don't really like this. I'm giving it away. And if they're giving it back to you, here's the thing, I think, anyway. If you get a gift that's been regifted that you gave, right? Like, I've had this happen. I've given a gift to somebody in my family. They've turned around and given it to me, and I didn't realize it.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, oh, that's on me. Right? Because I didn't notice. It's on me. But I don't know how you can regift and, you know, live your life day to day.
No, don't make people feel guilty if they
No.
are regifting.
Okay, all right. I don't know how you can regift and not tell somebody. That's all. Like if I'm going to regift, I'm usually going to say, "Hey, I'm going to give this to somebody else. It's just not my thing."
Yeah. So that's what we were talking about this before we started talking about it with you, and I said to Chris, "So if I got something from someone and I didn't necessarily think I would use it,
yeah."
I wouldn't re-gift it to somebody, but I would say to someone, like not for a birthday or a holiday or something, I would just say, hey, someone gave me this as a gift and it made me think of you. And I wondered if you would like it. Then I just give it to them.
I feel like that's re-gifting, but in a nice way. That's like nice re-gifting.
It's sharing. Caring is sharing.
Oh, now you changed the game. If it's sharing, I'm all in for sharing. But open it up. I'm curious what you think about this whole regifting thing. Is it really one in three, or was that poll way off? 855-887-8870. Just send a simple yes or no. I do regift. You know, just kind of make it simple. That way we can count them up and just kind of figure it out. But I'm so curious about this whole regifting thing. 855-887-8870.
So the love seat we would sit in, and we'd say, okay, now this represents, you know, it's an actual love seat, but it represents, you know, a love where love should live in your marriage, where you're united, you're here together.
Marriage Insights from Dave Willis on Focus on the Family Minute.
But another posture marriage can have is when you're in these two individual seats. You know, you're not the same place. You know, it's his and hers. And from this distance, it's so easy to get disconnected, to blame each other, to not lean in, to not connect intimately. And so many couples are in this dynamic. And so the whole goal is like, let's get in that love seat together, which means we're united physically, emotionally, spiritually, and we're together. You know, our proximity is near one another, both physically and emotionally. And if you're not there, if you feel that distance, then work actively to figure out where the distance started, and then how do we get back together? How do we write this course and get back in the same place again?
More practical marriage advice today at familyminute.org.
The Bridge appreciates support from Benvenuto Restaurant on Northeast Front Street in Milford, Delaware. They're hosting a holiday brunch buffet Sunday, December 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. featuring Tuscan-inspired entrees. Reservations at benvenuto-restaurant.com.
This segment of programming is sponsored by Delmarva Roofing and Coating, providing installation of Duradeck products, including maintenance-free outdoor deck flooring that's waterproof and slip-resistant. Information about Duradeck products is available at delmarvaroofing.com.
This is Ben from The Bridge, and I want to invite you to come with me to the Dominican Republic to serve on The Bridge mission team. In the Bridge adopted village of La Union Abajo hangs a banner that simply reads, "Jesus is my hope and future. We are The Bridge." People of the village see this as a banner of hope. Bridge listeners come to love them, bring supplies, and share about Jesus. Seeing these lives transformed in the Dominican Republic is an incredible joy, and you have the opportunity to experience experience it firsthand. We'll travel to the Dominican Republic to see the mission and village Bridge listeners helped to transform. Be a part of their lives, feed those in need, and share the love of Jesus in person. Join me June 16th through June 21st of 2025. For information, text the word TRIP to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/DR.
Is calm and all is bright everywhere, but in your heart tonight they're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone and too far out of reach. Song. Your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you somewhere in your silent night. From heaven's height, no distance, the Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, his love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and he always will.
Beyond the distractions of this Christmas season, remember the reason. God sent His only Son, Jesus, to redeem us, our only way to join Him in heaven. Christ with us, Christ in us. This Christmas season, join us in praying, God, abide with us.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Burlives. All right, it's Christmas. It's the Bridge Morning Show, Denise and Chris.
It's official.
Talking about regifting gifts, I saw a report said one in three people are okay with regifting. Apparently, they did not talk to the Bridge community. Because...
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all are a bunch of regifters. Yeah. You can't trust anybody around here. The gift might have been given for somebody else. Who knows?
I love it.
Everybody, well, more people are saying, yeah, go ahead and just give it away. Now, there are a couple of folks who, like Dennis, he's our good friend. He said, you know what? No, I'll just take it to a Goodwill store and give it away.
Sure.
You know, give it to somebody who can get it. And then Natalie was like, why not re-gift it to a homeless shelter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Good ideas. Good ways.
Yeah. I like my friend Carrie said... Once I receive a gift, it's mine to do with what I please. And you know what? You're right, Carrie.
Well, there you have it. It's mine. I'll do it what I want.
I love it.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Hey, this is this is a good song from Awaken. It's called God Rest.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. This blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The angel.
angel with nothing you afraid. This day is born a savior of a pure virgin bride. To free all those who trust him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Been born a sign underneath heaven's star up in the sky. Gifts they bring the wise men from the Orient. Joy and peace, God rest ye merry gentlemen. Come and see, a Savior has been born this night.
Morning a little scrambled? We specialize in sunny side up.
Oh!
It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
So the Pure Word Bible Church in Princess Anne, Maryland is going to be giving away food to feed for Christmas.
Oh!
And it's free. They're going to have 75 bags of food, one meal for four people, and you can find the details on our community calendar, wearethebridge.org.
This community calendar update is sponsored by Del One Federal Credit Union, a not-for-profit financial institution who has been helping members reach their goals since 1960. Del One has locations statewide throughout Delaware. More at del-one.org.
This is Beth, Donor Development Specialist at The Bridge. Christmas looks different for all of us. Maybe it's different than it has been in the past, or maybe you celebrate the same special traditions. Maybe your house is a little more full or a little more empty. Whatever it looks like, God calls us to abide with him. John 15:4 through 7 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches." As you celebrate the miraculous birth of our Savior, let it be a reminder to always abide in him no matter what changes life brings. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
This Christmas, she will love tickets under the tree for CeCe Wynans in concert at the Delaware State Fair in July 2025. So much joy. Oh, this will be the concert not to miss in 2025. Tickets are on sale now. The perfect Christmas present. Tickets to CeCe Wynans at the Delaware State Fair, July 22nd. Details and tickets at wearethebridge.org.
And wonders, and wonders of his love.
We are the Bridge.
And heaven and nature.
Bridge. Joined with Jesus, and He is joined with us. The harvest is sure to be abundant. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you
when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy,
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Don't adjust your radios. That was real. And so called Carol of the Friars. And I think what really makes that is that very ending.
Yes, of course.
With Jesus and or the baby crying and you know, representing Jesus. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never heard it before, well, you're going to hear it around here because we play it. our friend Maria was like, will you please pray it for me today?
On very seldom occasions. We'll just say that.
You're saying we don't just throw it into the playlist? And oh,
no.
Okay. All right.
But that makes it more special.
It does. Okay. It does.
I tell you something else that's going to be very special. On Thursday morning, we've got the Woodbridge Ensemble and Bell Choir joining us. This has kind of become tradition over the last, I don't know, half a dozen years or more.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years they've been coming. But it's such a treat every year. And they, I think, have a performance coming up, a concert.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we get a little taste of that on Thursday morning, where they'll be here in our community room singing for us.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Jolene Workman and Danielle Jones have worked really hard to get them together. And my first experience was last year. Mm-hmm. And it's just great fun. And it's so good. And so you're going to love it. Make sure you're here next or this coming Thursday, not next Thursday. That'd be weird. That'd be the 26th. That'd be very odd. But they're going to be here on this Thursday.
It would be a Christmas recap.
It would be a recap of Christmas. Exactly. Exactly.
My name's David. From 13 to 33, I was living lawless. I was using drugs, and I sold drugs to anyone and everyone. But when I got my fourth DWI, it hit me hard that I was going nowhere. Well, that's when I found Teen Challenge. And for the first time, I saw Christians living out their faith and leaning on grace day by day. And man, I wanted that. When I gave my life to Christ, I got peace and freedom I've never known before.
That's just one example of many lives set free from addiction by Jesus at Delmarva Adult and Teen Challenge. Hi, I'm Bob Carey, Executive Director. If you or a loved one need help, or for more information on how you can give to make a difference in the lives of men and women to overcome addiction, call us at 302-629-2559 or visit us on the web at delmarvateenchallenge.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
New Creations is sponsored by Crossroad Community Church. Enjoy a Crossroad Christmas Saturday, December 21st at 2, 4:30, and 7 p.m. and Sunday the 22nd at 8, 9:45, and 11:30 a.m. Details at crossroadcc.us.
Why is it important to be a godly man? And how do we get there if we need help? Hello, this is Spencer from Atlantic Altar Brokers. We have partnered with The Bridge to shine the light on the importance of being the men God called us to be. Learn more at loveworthsharing.com.
We just love The Bridge. It's the only radio station we listen to.
Connecting and strengthening. We are The Bridge.
Of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth.
Connecting and strengthening.
It's Christmas time, my favorite time of year. Hey, it's Matthew West, and I hope you're having a blessed holiday season.
We are The Bridge.
We have.
Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
With us. The Bridge is WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. Merry Christmas from The Bridge.
Live while you can and cherish the moment and the ones that you
in the rugged terrain of Israel, and now in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. But through the Holy Spirit, Christ is also alive and living in us. This Christmas season is your invitation to experience the presence of Jesus. Invite Him into your life. Ask Him to abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge. God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
My husband Ken and I were sitting out on our back deck one afternoon enjoying a beautiful day when I pointed out how strange it was to see a variety of leaves on the giant pine trees that run along the back of our yard's property line. There were plenty of pine tree limbs with pine cones on them, but there were also leafy vines that stuck out in various places all the way up the trees. They were green and blended in, but just looked different from what pine trees are supposed to look like. Ken said, "Those aren't supposed to be there." He went to get the large gardening shears and disappeared inside the tree line. I had no idea what Ken was doing. Once he literally stepped inside the tree branches to get to the trunk of the tree, I couldn't see him, but I could hear him clipping away. When I hollered out, "What in the world are you doing in there?" he answered, "I am cutting those vines off at the root. I can't pull them off the tree, but I can cause them to die so they don't invade these trees anymore." Do you know that within a week, those weeds that had grown all the way up inside those trees that were green and almost blended in had turned brown, lifeless. They'd been cut off at the root. Oh my goodness, what a spiritual lesson that spoke to me. We can work so hard to extract ourselves from things that don't belong in our lives. They may even blend in, but in the end, they can bring us harm. The answer often is finding the root of it and cutting it off. We may need to find the courage to do it ourselves. Sometimes we need the Holy Spirit to do the cutting. The Bible is very clear that God will show us when we ask. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. That's James 1:5. Be aware that when we ask God to help us cut away anything in our lives that keeps us from growing fully in his plan for us, things could get complicated. It might be messy. It could even hurt. But the end result will be a lush life that thrives in the presence of our Savior. And that is the goal. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
Come, you unfaithful. Come, all you unworthy. Oh, come, you with nothing to offer him. Come, you unrighteous. Come, you undeserving. Rejoice, he came for you. Rejoice. Strength you bring.
rejoice, he came for you. Rejoice, he came for you. Rejoice, he came for you. Christ the Lord.
Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Well, shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Well, the shepherds trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
Jesus said, I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. Abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And this will be a sign for you. And you will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men."
Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Happy birthday, Jesus. It's the time of year. All the lights on the trees say Christmas time is near. Another year's behind us. You helped us make it through. So happy birthday, Jesus. This song is just for you. We all get so caught up on material things. At times it seems like we forget what Christmas really means. It should be thanks we're giving. That's why I wrote this tune. So happy birthday, Jesus. This song is just for you. That's why I wrote this tune. So happy birthday, Jesus. My song is just for you.
That's Consumed by Fire on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
2025 is going to be here in like 2 weeks.
Oh, lickety split.
Like 2 weeks in a couple of days. I just can't believe how quick it'll be. Yeah. And it'll be 2025. And that means that in 2025, the Worship Production Conference will be here before you know it as well. It's March 1st. Yeah. And it's at Crossroad Community Church. And now maybe you're thinking to yourself, okay, what's a worship production conference? You know, the people that are a lot of times behind the scenes, they help run the slideshow, they do the sound, they help do maybe video and all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Those folks have a conference just for them so they can learn how to be better at it. So they can learn how to maybe learn the new tricks of the trade and how to really help elevate the worship experience at your church. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, man, that's exactly like something our team needs, you know, because sometimes it's okay to go and get people to help you out. I'll guarantee you the singers, the band players, you know, they're all getting help as well because they want to be better. They want to make sure that there's excellence in what they're doing.
You know what else, Chris? This is a great idea if you're trying to grow your tech team.
Yes.
And you've got people who are interested but don't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
This would be an excellent training ground for them. And the caliber of speakers that we have coming in for this event is phenomenal. It's where you would literally have to take your crew to Baltimore or right. Las Vegas or right. someplace where they have these big conferences for tech outfits. And so this is coming right here to Delmarva.
It's right in your backyard.
Yeah, South Jersey. Able to take take the ferry over and... It's just a hop and a skip from Lewis to Georgetown.
Absolutely. And it truly is a really cool thing, a bonding thing for you and your team.
Yeah.
You know, worship pastors, if you know this is something you've been thinking about trying to do for your team, but like Denise said, you've been seeing them in Baltimore or others places.
Yeah.
Well, bring them here. We'd love to have you. You want to find out more information, you can come on over. WeAreTheBridge.org. It's the Worship Production Conference coming in 2025.
Hi, I'm Deron Foskill, Executive Manager at JoJo's Family Restaurant, Salisbury, Maryland. And as this Christmas season approaches, we are honored to sponsor this holiday greeting on the Bridge. Our wish for you and your family is that you get to spend a little extra time this holiday making memories and remembering the one who we celebrate, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the team at JoJo's Family Restaurant prays you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year.
Sam Yoder and Son Trusses of Greenwood is happy to sponsor this segment of programming. Hi, I'm Lamar Yoder. Since 1978, Sam Yoder and Son has been providing custom engineered wood, floor, and roof trusses. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Ryan Realty Group is a proud partner of The Bridge. They specialize in home buying and selling services with offices in Dover and Rehoboth, serving the whole state of Delaware. Ryan Realty Group also provides assistance in farm sales and commercial real estate needs. Details at searchdelawarehomelistings.com.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, join the triumph of the sky.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. If ever there was a song written for specifically to suit an artist's voice, I would say it would be this one.
Oh?
First time I heard Jordan Smith sing All Is Well, I thought this song was made for him.
Okay.
It's just so beautiful. Jordan Smith on the Bridge.
The little town of Bethlehem, Christ came to us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was deserted for shepherds in fields as they lay.
would you like to hang out with friends, listen to some great music, and share a laugh or two? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. It's The Morning Show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
So the Dairy Queen, the whole group of Dairy Queen has been around for years.
Long time.
And I didn't realize this, but they have a freezer in one specific location that where they send retired flavors.
What?
I don't know how that works, but they keep them, and then every once in a while they'll bring back a flavor for a limited time.
Huh.
Okay. And so they are, for 2025, they're looking at three flavors that have been retired, and they're taking a poll for a couple more days. They're taking a poll. I think the 19th is the last day to get your votes in. S'mores.
Ooh.
Georgia Mud Fudge.
Okay.
Or Cappuccino Heath. Ooh, that's a favorite of mine.
Ooh.
And so they're thinking about bringing, they call them legendary Blizzard flavors.
Okay.
And they're bringing one of those back. If you want to weigh in on it, you have to have the DQ app to do that.
Okay.
But that could be worth it. I mean, if you want to weigh in on it, maybe you have a specific feeling about one of those flavors.
I have a feeling I want to have those flavors.
Here's to the Cappuccino Heath.
Like giving gifts but don't enjoy wrapping? How about donating that old car, truck, or motorcycle? If it's taking up too much space in your garage and not bringing you any joy, The Bridge can take it off your hands. It's our Cars for Hope program, which turns your vehicle donation into great Christian music and programming. The process is free, and we handle the pickup. Now that's something to be merry about. Learn more by texting the word CARS to 855-887-8870 or visit wearethebridge.org/cars.
Hi, this is Dawn, traffic manager here at The Bridge, and my husband, Roland. The word abide is significant in Christianity because it refers to Jesus' desire for people to dwell in him through the Holy Spirit. When people make Jesus their dwelling place, their focus shifts to God's will, purpose, and glory.
Have a very Merry Christmas as you abide in Christ.
Be sure to check out the latest podcast from our Bridge Network of podcasts, full of encouraging content, found online at wearethebridge.org/podcast, on the Bridge app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Bridge Podcast Network is made possible by the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel and Victoria's Restaurant on the Boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
My name is Laurie, and I'm from Milton, Delaware, and I love The Bridge. It is my church, and I thank God every day for the message that The Bridge brings to me.
Connecting and strengthening, we are The Bridge.
Joy to the world, the Lord. Come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs implore. Love fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. Repeat the sounding
repeat
joy.
The sounding
repeat
joy.
The sounding
repeat
joy.
The sounding
repeat,
joy.
Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love.
book of John says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." This Christmas, celebrate with us that Christ became flesh and blood to live with us, to redeem us, and make this your prayer. God, abide with us. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Turn King, abide with us. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Merry Christmas from the Bridge.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy who gives sight to a blind man? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you
Gabby Barrett and Mary, did you know? The Bridge Morning Show.
That is who we are, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mary knew that too. She knew we were the Bridge Morning Show.
Oh, my goodness. I think I need another coffee break here.
You might have the word of the year in you.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay, yeah. Hey, thank you for listening this morning. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I bring up the word of the year because Rodney Bayless is going to talk about that today. We saw his little paper. And
he leaves notes in the studio sometimes.
I know. You know, every once, I wish he would leave $20 bills. not that I would take them, but I would sure hold them and keep them for safekeeping.
But Rodney Bayless,
I'm regifting it from him to me.
Okay.
But yeah, Rodney Bayless is in next talking about the word of the year. He thinks it's a little bit disappointing. Denise, what do you think? You
know, I think they need to learn how to count. We're going to talk about the word of the year. Come on.
And it's actually two words.
That's great.
All right. Rodney Bayless coming up next on the Midday Show.
Maximize the impact of your generosity by contributing to the Bridges Property Donation Program. Donating your second home, plot of land, or commercial space can play a pivotal role in advancing our mission while potentially qualifying you for a valuable tax deduction. Your donation helps us continue connecting and strengthening through more great Christian music and programming. To submit your property for consideration, visit wearethebridge.org/property or text the word property to 855-887-8870.
Mount Air Farms is happy to sponsor this holiday greeting on the bridge. Matthew 2:10 tells us that when the Magi saw the star, they were overjoyed. May you too be filled with the joy that only Jesus can bring this Christmas season. And may the love of Jesus fill your home and heart with peace. From Mount Air Farms and their families to yours, have a blessed and holy holiday celebration. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I'm Kim Benton, State Farm agent in Millsboro, Delaware, and I'm happy to sponsor this holiday greeting on the bridge. As we prepare for the blessing of celebrating our Savior's birth, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our customers and this community for the blessing that you have been to me and our agency since opening our doors in 2015. My team and I pray that you have a joyful holiday season and a blessed new year.
Regardless of where you are on your spiritual journey, experience the transforming power of God's love at Maranatha Life Changing Church in Dover, 10 a.m. Contemporary, 12:30 Spanish, and 4 p.m. Evening Service. Details at mlccde.org.
Connecting and strengthening, we are the bridge. Christmas time.
The season.
Lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find a Savior. Lying in the manger.
Merry Christmas from the bridge.
ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. And here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. And later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.